Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The one thing about Pit Pro Days, you know, our kids come out and put on a show, I think. Just always impressed with our kids' attitude, the professionalism they show when they come out here. I love the fact that we had a bunch of our guys come out, DeMar, Dane Jackson, and Jason Pinnock come back to watch their brothers. I think that's so impressive. Like, they didn't have to do that. Like, why did they come back? It's family. It kind of just shows you, how our guys act, and they want to come see them, work out just for a pro day. A lot of great performances out there today, and I'll let you guys ask me some questions about pro day.
Is this one of your favorite days of the year?
No.
No?
No. Game day is the favorite, days of the year, but, I enjoy it. It's like when it gets here, you're just to see all these coaches, it's almost like a reunion with some of the coaches in here. They come in to visit, Jeff Stout, and I know him for a long time. Aaron Cromer, O-line coach for the Buffalo Bills. We were GAs together, so it's a little bit of a reunion. Those guys trust you as far as just, who our players are. It's every day is a favorite day. I've never worked a day in my life, Jerry. So, but game days are the favorite.
And is it a reflective day at all? Where you say, Cradle was here 6 years, look how far he's come to now be able to do something.
No question about it. And you think about these guys helped us win an ACC championship, a lot of them, not all of them, obviously. It is for sure. I mean, you watch how these guys grow and, there's hugs out there. When they're done, it's their last workout here at Pitt, really. It's the last opportunity. We met yesterday as a group just to get them all, make sure their minds were right and they're ready to go and they got everything they need. So it's like it's like you're walking them to that bus stop, the last bus stop, so it's fun.
We talked to draft experts. A lot of them are talking about Bub Means' rising stock. What do you think that if people don't know enough about Bub Means, what do you think that people are learning now?
Well, he's big and fast, and I think maybe the one thing people don't know about Bub Means is that he is a joy to coach. And I think there's so much, there's a lot of guys that can run out there. There's a lot of guys that can block and a lot of smart guys out there that will know what to do. But, you want to coach guys that are that they enjoy the game and they come to work every day and they got a smile on their face. And, when I go on the road recruiting, I'm looking for a smile. Sometimes, they smile, and then when they get there, they don't smile. But Bub Means has been just so much fun to coach since he's been here. There's never any issues. It's always every day is a positive day. It's just that's who he is. And I don't think there's any NFL team that wouldn't be better with Bub Means in their offense.
You've coached for a long time, and just speaking about Bub, just athletes that just make it look effortless, where does he rank up there for you?
He's up there, and again, he's a big athlete. He's a big one. You look at Tyler Boyd, he was so smooth and athletic, but Bub's, we call him a monster receiver. There's burners and monsters. He's a kind of a monster that's kind of a burner when you look at his speed at the pro day and his speed at the combine. So he ranks up there pretty high.
Who do you think today, based on the performance, might have turned some heads that was maybe a surprise to some of the scouts here?
I probably, everybody knows about Bub and everybody knows about the guys who were at the combine, obviously Matt and MJ, everybody knows those three. I would say the one guy that my head would turn would be A.J. Woods. A.J. Woods had a great day, which I knew he would. And again, some guys are, pro day guys out here that can run around the cones really good. But if you look what he did out here today and then you go back and put the film on, A.J. Woods is a good football player.
You've had a lot of defensive backs drafted recently, and, thinking back, Jason Pinnock didn't get a combine invite. Can you see that with, A.J. Woods possibly?
No question about it. A.J. Woods, has got a really good chance of getting drafted. I think people would be crazy not to draft that guy, especially with all the success we've had, in our secondary. So, I'll be looking for his name to be called on. Draft day.
The press meeting that you guys play here, that helps some of these guys as they go to the next level, doesn't it?
It really does, Jerry. You think about, that's what they do in the NFL. They're out there pressing. They're not playing a lot of zone coverage and letting those guys get in zones. You better be able to play man coverage, and that's why our guys have had so much success. I mean, whether it's Avante Maddox or Dane Jackson or, you know, Damari Mathis, that press and what we teach, and, you know, Coach Collins and Coach Sanders, you know, the work they put in the back end with the structure of what we do defensively, I think really helps them. I think there's a confidence thing, too. I mean, if you're doing it every day for 5 years, you think about it, and then you get there and then all of a sudden you're going, oh, I did this all, you know, my whole career. It makes it easy and you have confidence when you get into that NFL camp, as opposed to maybe playing somewhere where they don't press their corners and all of a sudden it's brand new for them when they get to the league and all of a sudden they start to get nervous. You know, it ain't easy sitting up there, you know, unless, you know, you're pressing Jerry all day. You know, Jerry can't get a release, can you?
My back hurts right now. But maybe tomorrow.
So maybe tomorrow. But, so I think that's, you know, it's the confidence of doing it because you do it every day. There's no, oh, wow, what is this?
Do you think your defensive backs have a certain type of mental toughness from being put on islands for years in your defense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, I think all of our guys have, you know, some type of that mental part of, you better have mental toughness, but they certainly do. And you have to have a short memory, too, because the media will get after you if you give up a big one, you press.
We're going to take two more. We have Matt on deck. I think he's got some meetings. So
he's got dinner tonight.
Two more? Anything, Chris?
Jake said that Matt only got to really train for like 3 whole weeks to get ready for this after his injury and everything. What does it say that he's able to get that quick of a turnaround to have the confidence?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just watched him at the end there after a long day, you know, starting, you know, at 10:30 a.m. and probably started for him 2 hours prior to that, just mentally getting ready to go. But, you know, I think he was limping a little bit at the end, which just tells you how tough he is. I mean, it just tells you toughness. I mean, that's who Matt is. I mean, he's, you know, he's played with injuries throughout his career. Everybody, you know, again, that's the game of football. Everybody gets banged up, but he's tough. And that just tells you, again, on a short, and he was impressive as well. So throw that on top of it. And, you know, there's a little bit of a favor in, I think, that toe, but that's just a matter of time.
Corey, wrap us up.
Bub weighed 227 today. I think he was a 212 at the combine for a 15-pound difference between a month. I mean, is that something?
What did he run the 40 in today?
Well, he didn't run the 40 today, but he was 4.43 at the combine.
Yeah, well.
Like, to have that kind of body build, to be able to go through that kind of fluctuation in a month, like, what does that say about his work?
Tells you he was sucking weight for the NFL combine, and then he was eating a lot of good food. He must have been back in Pittsburgh. He must have been back in Pittsburgh eating all the great food here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.